Money Radio, thank you so much for joining us. Joining us now, Timothy Fiore. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, great to be here, Sinclair.
Another strong March PMI reading coming in at 59.3, down from the February reading of 60.8, but still any reading above 50 considered very strong, and a 59.3, extremely strong. Now, let me throw out a couple of numbers to you from some of the sub-indexes. New orders down, production down, inventories and customer inventories down, backlog of orders still high at 59.8, and prices are up. I'm thinking, looking at those numbers, that you're running into some kind of supply bottleneck.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you're right. We had a great growth month again, added to the 12-month moving average and slightly above the 6-month average. And the numbers sequentially from the close of Q4 2017 to the close of Q1 2018 are pretty much exactly the same. So the real issue is getting in and look at the detail, the five sub-indexes that make up the PMI, new orders, production, employment, supplier deliveries, and inventories. If you look at the new orders, 61.9 is still a really strong month, has been slightly declining for the last 4 months, but anything above 60 is really good. And production, 61, slight decline from last month, but again, above 60, really good. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the two of those together since December of 2017, it's a detraction of 9.7 points. Okay, now, ignore employment for the time being and look at the supplier delivery inventory number, which is really the input side of the PMI. And you can see that supplier deliveries has at 60.6 still, you know, they're struggling to deliver, no doubt about it. And the inventory number has continued to gain since December of 2017, where it's now sitting at 55.5. So if you sum those two together, the input side, you get a 10.4% positive addition. So although the summary on this is the March index is the same as December's 2017 index, the sub-elements are clearly different. And what it really says is that we're probably constraining production here in output because of supplier constraints, in part due to transportation delays, labor issues, and also with our own respondent companies, labor issues on the employment side.
And yet employment is down slightly, growing but down from February.
Correct, but I believe based on the comments that we received from the respondents, it's not so much that they have declined a need for the people, it's the fact that they can't find the right quantity and they can't find the right amount with the right skill sets. And that seems to be an overarching explanation from all of them, and it seems to continue. So, and a lot of the comments, too, on the supplier delivery side were the fact that the suppliers were having trouble attracting people, too. So labor constraints, labor quality constraints, transportation bottlenecks, all affecting this month's PMI, but still a very strong number. Demand is good, as you mentioned, 61.9. Customer inventories are 42, with the lowest since 2011, which is really good from an output standpoint, future output. And the backlog at 59.8 was the same as last month, which is the best month since 2011. So I don't think there's any real issue on the demand side here. The issue is whether we can really produce to the extent that demand is requiring it. And that's a function of labor issues and supplier delivery issues.
So it always gets back to a story of supply and demand, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, an interesting point here, though, the prices at 78.1. That is an extremely high number, it seems. It seems as if that almost would have to have an inflationary impact throughout the economy.
Well, you know, I think the story there is really more around the tariffs. Now, we were collecting information from our respondents when the tariffs were still kind of developing, and I don't think it was really well known what was going to be tariffed from the standpoint of HTCs, but 32% of our comments that we got on the general side were related to the tariffs and steel and aluminum. And the comments were primarily around, I can only get a price firm for one day, and I have to buy this material when I call and ask for it. Steel distributors were tending to gobble up as much steel as they could in anticipation of future price rises. The price of steel went from about $720 a ton before the tariffs to now about $860 a ton on the cash price spot market in the journal. So I think a lot of the comments around prices were related to the steel and aluminum tariffs, and the fact that prices have already driven up, even though the tariffs only went into place a week ago, and the fact that transportation price growth has been pretty consistent across all the industry sectors. Last month, I think we were getting comments of around 10% growth. This month, the comments are more around 16% growth. So those two things, I mean, in the case of transportation, they pretty much affect everything that we buy. So everybody is being approached with cost issues on the transportation side. And, you know, steel and aluminum is a bedrock manufacturing element. And, you know, the majority of our companies are facing issues today. I mean, it was kind of surprising. I thought for sure, you know, like machinery, transportation equipment would see the brunt of this. But we had comments from miscellaneous manufacturing, from food and beverage, chemical products, petroleum coal products. All of them were commenting on the steel and aluminum tariff. So pretty astounding. And I think the message on that is that we really do not know the extent of it all until the April-May timeframe. I don't think we were really seeing the full brunt of it all. And there were comments about ports being backed up in part because of the Asian holiday, but because of trying to understand what the steel tariffs are going to mean to inbound materials and things. So it's quite chaotic at the present.
And any implications for this Friday's non-farm payroll report with the unemployment sub-index down just slightly?
Well, I think it's just going to reflect the fact that we still can't find the proper people, and it seems to just be continuing. Mm-hmm. Don't know what end in sight there is for this. I know there was a lot of comments also in the transportation sector about driver shortages, and you know those aren't things that can be resolved really quickly.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of the labor issues are related to the skilled labor, and again, those things don't get resolved quickly. So,
March PMI registers 59.3. That's down 1.5 percentage points from the February reading, but still extremely strong and helping us break down the numbers. It's always a pleasure to talk with Timothy Fiore, chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tim, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Sinclair. Talk to you next month.